So some very hard bargaining and another European bailout agreement. You just heard it there. But this one, finally, with a step that might be a precedent for the Eurozone. European leaders have had some difficulty coming to grips with the idea that eventually some financial institutions will need to admit that they are carrying bad loans from Greece, Italy, Spain, and elsewhere. Write them down and take a so-called haircut and get on with the business of healing an alliance in turmoil. This agreement for now saves the euro. Joining us now is Sir Christian Fraser, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Christian, thanks for joining us once again.
You're welcome, John.
So how much pain are the banks finally having to endure here in this agreement, and who exactly is getting the haircut?
Well, it's the Greek debt that we're all focused on, and it's the French banks that are taking a haircut, and it's far more painful, I can tell you, than sitting in the chair and going to the hairdresser down the street. They're going to have to put a line through 50% of the money they're owed in Greece, and on top of that, they've also got to convert about 9% of their assets into capital to insure themselves against further losses. But when you look at the markets today, it's broadly positive. You just reported there that markets were up in Asia and Europe, and the CAC 40, which is the stock exchange here in Paris, that's up 3.5%.
Yeah, I'm actually looking, it's almost 4% now.
Look at the banks here. We've got Crédit Agricole up at 9%, BNP Paribas up 9%, Societe Generale up 8%. They're recovering some really heavy losses they took over the summer because people were really concerned about the debt they were holding, not just in Greece, but of course also in Spain and Italy. And the thing that terrified the markets here and across Europe was that there would be this knock-on effect, the domino effect from Greece to Spain to Italy, and of course the exposure of these banks. We didn't really know what the exposure was. That was part of the problem, but at least they are reassured by the fact that the banks are saying today they can stomach the debt and they can find the money from their own pocket without going cap in hand to the government.
You know, that's what's really interesting. The bank stocks are doing really well, even though this agreement suggests that there are more haircuts possibly coming. I mean, this really sets a precedent that, you know, some banks are going to have to pay. And investors' response, rather than punishing the banks, is thank you very much for finally admitting reality and this market surge.
Yeah, I mean, there are some very big gaps in this deal, significant gaps that still have to be filled in. One of the things that they were talking about last night, which took them into the early hours of the morning, 4 o'clock they finished in Brussels, was how to provide what they call a firewall, a bailout fund, in case some of these countries go into trouble again. They have tripled, even quadrupled, the size of the fund as it stood, as agreed in July. The problem is that we don't know where the money's coming from. They're saying that the Chinese will stump some money up and maybe the IMF will put some money in. All these details still have to be thrashed out. But I think there's a feeling that we are further down the road than we were perhaps yesterday. And in the words of the Minister of the Economy here in France, François Baroin, he says, we have saved the euro here. There was a risk of explosion. Mm.
Christian Fraser is who we're speaking with, correspondent for our partner, the BBC. So, Christian, how does this address what seems to be a bit of a political divide, not even a bit, a significant political divide in Europe, where you have these demonstrators on the streets of Greece, some in Italy, and the sense that European workers are taking most of the pain from all this discussion of austerity and realignment in the Eurozone. Does this deal suggest that that pain is going to be spread around, or does it widen the gulf between workers on the street and the financiers in Europe?
Well, I think two issues to talk about here. I think some of these protesters will be happy to hear that it's the banks that are really paying the bill. They're putting a line through 50% of their debt, and they will have to stomach that from the profits they make this year. And that's the case not just here in France, but Germany and all across Europe. I think in terms of Europe as a whole and whether they're going to be paying the bill, well, you know, look at Le Monde, the newspaper here in France today. Obviously, the president comes home with some good news, but there's also bad news. They're saying that growth forecasts for next year will have to be downgraded from 1.75 to 1%. Now, that sounds technical, but what it means in essence is that they've got to find an extra 5 billion euros to pay the bills this year. Mm. And guess who they're going to? The taxpayer. So there'll be new VAT rates. There'll be new social charges for employers. There's precious little good news for the man on the street from this deal. What it does mean, though, is that some jobs will be protected because, of course, if the euro did spiral downwards, it's the economy right across the eurozone that would suffer. One other important aspect, just to mention,
sure.
A really interesting picture here in Le Parisien today. It's a picture of David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, beaming, leaning over Nicolas Sarkozy, who is sat at the table. And it's just symbolic, this picture, for me, because basically what you've got here is the British Prime Minister on the outside of this 17 Eurozone countries that are sitting at the table. So he left the summit last night and went off to Australia to be with the Queen and a summit they're holding over there. But he wasn't involved in any way in the deal that was struck by these 17 Eurozone countries. And suddenly what you have is the prospect of a two-speed Europe. The 17 Eurozone countries around the table making decisions for the 10 of them that are on the outside.
And I should remind people, the VAT that you talked about is the value-added tax, that complicated sales tax-like tax system there in Europe, which is likely to rise as a result of this deal. All right, so Nicolas Sarkozy, the leader of France, has a new baby, right? What is the chance politically that he may be doing a little more child care over the next couple of years as the political fallout from this deal sinks in?
Well, he's got a very busy week first. He's got a very big televised interview tonight. First time on television since February. He is the most unpopular president of the Fifth Republic. No president since the Second World War has come back from so far behind as he is now. His opposite number, François Hollande, who was chosen by the Socialists last week, they say around 68% would vote for him, according to 32% for Nicolas Sarkozy. So he needs some big wins in the next 6 months. One of them could be the G20 next week. President Obama coming over for this big summit, all the world leaders coming together. He likes to play the role of the international statesman, very good in a crisis. Imagine what might have happened if he'd have gone to that with no deal in his hand.
Right.
But it's going to be really interesting, really sparky, this summit next week, because you know he's got to say to the Chinese, well, what can you bring to the table? Is there any of you guys that can bring money to put into this bailout fund that we've agreed?
Right.
And the answers they get will very much determine which way the markets go.
Well, Christian, I'm looking at my calendar here. I just want to put down, when are we going to hear from you again on the next sort of Eurozone crisis related to Italy and perhaps Spain?
Well, we've been here for 2 years. We've been doing the same interview, haven't we? So I just hope that we've kicked the can far enough down the road this time. Let's see.
All right, Christian, great. Have a great weekend. Christian Fraser, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, on the Eurozone deal, which finally produces a haircut for some French banks on Greek debt.